State Fair, not State Fair, because it was the Northville Fair.
And Wayne County.
Wayne County Fair. Mm-hmm. And comparing it to what our State Fair in Detroit is like today. And you were saying that the ladies exhibited different things they'd make, hand work.
Yes, and canned goods, and cakes, and cookies, and about the same thing that they do at the State Fair. And then I remember going around and seeing the pigs. They would have pigs and cows and different animals, and the children would exhibit rabbits and guinea pigs and win ribbons for those.
Okay, so they had prizes for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, that would be an interesting thing, and it ran for a week in September.
Yeah.
Around Labor Day, like it is today?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Because at that time, when we came to Northville, the ministers changed in September after school got started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everything was closed up when we arrived in Northville.
Incidentally, how long was your father minister at the Methodist Church here in Northville?
9 years.
9 years.
Yes,
okay.
From 22 to 1931.
Okay, and then he was rotated. Being a minister myself, being a Methodist myself, and my grandfather being a Methodist minister, I know a little bit about it and how they're moved around from church to church. Okay. Was he reluctant to leave Northville?
Well, not really, because Northville couldn't promise him any salary.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't give him an estimate of any salary that they would pay him. And I was in college, my first year in college, and my sister was going the next year. So the bishop moved him to Belleville so we'd be closer to the college.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many people would have been in the Methodist Church in those days? Was it a fairly good-sized young people's group, for example?
Yes.
How many?
I don't know what the membership was. I would say probably around 300 or so.
Several Protestant churches in Northville at that time?
Well, yes. There was a Presbyterian and the Baptist and the Lutheran church and the Catholic church.
And the Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so principally four churches in the Northville area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at these notes and see what else we can talk about.
In fact, my father and the priest were very good friends.
Mm. It was an ecumenical thing then.
Yeah.
Did you have any ecumenical activities where the Protestants and the Catholics would share activities?
Well, the baccalaureate.
Baccalaureate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they would have it in the church house so that the priest could attend.
Uh-huh.
But the Lutheran minister wouldn't attend. He wouldn't sit on a pulpit. It was the Missouri Synod Church.
There may be some people that will be listening to this tape don't know what a baccalaureate is. Why don't you just tell briefly what a baccalaureate is?
Well, it's a Sunday service for graduating students in honor of the graduating class in June.
Okay, and they would come in their cap and gowns?
Sometimes.
Maybe, yeah.
They would wear their cap and gowns to baccalaureate.
Oh, so it was a religious service as a part of a high school graduation?
Yes, the Sunday evening before graduation.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Something that I just came across that we didn't mention earlier when we were talking about sports and recreation, and that was a ski jump. Tell us about that ski jump.
Well, that ski jump was down where the Northville, where the racetrack is now.
Mm-hmm.
Only across the 7 mile cutoff. If you notice, when you go by the park, the tree—it's all grown with trees now, and there was a big hill there.
Mm-hmm.
Now the big hill would be between Hines Drive and Sheldon Road, I think my earliest recollection is that they were on Sunday afternoon. They would have ski jump contests there, where they built the jump, the structure, and then they would sail across the road and land in the fairgrounds.
Now, was this built by some private organization?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because they had...
I'm assuming that it would draw people from beyond the Northville area.
Yes, it
Anybody
did.
Interested in skiing,
yes.
then, mm-hmm. or in jumping? Was it?
Yes.
And it was contest, it was competitive.
Yes, it was competitive.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. It's interesting. I didn't realize at one time there was a ski jump out in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides ski jumping, was there a place to ski in Northville? Probably,
no, I don't.
Probably not.
I don't
no.
think so, unless, you know, where I told you that we were had bobsledding.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, well, people used to, the young people used to ski down there.
They
too.
Did come down the hill?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is before
but
the
of
days.
Of course, they didn't go off into the air, though.
Right. This is before the days of cross-country skiing.
Yes.
Today now, of course.
Yes.
Cross-country skiing out at Mayberry State Park, although this year there hasn't been enough snow to do that.
No.
So. Okay. Now let's see. Oh yes, this I think this is interesting. And this was when Mr. Ammerman became superintendent. And by that time, there'd already been one fire, I believe, in the Northville schools. And he was concerned about fire safety.
Yeah.
And you were telling us about that. Why don't you tell us what was done was about the fire safety?
Well, they were concerned about it, and so there were fire escapes that were built. And these were big round tubes, that were attached, built onto the second story.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like a chute. And so he had called the teachers' meeting of the elementary teachers. And we all had to go down that chute. Well, he decided that he should go down first and then assist us at the bottom. Well, unbeknownst to anyone, the children had, in those times, bread was on wax paper. And they had taken this wax paper and waxed it quite thoroughly, and they had gone down on the wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Mr. Ammerman went down first, he really shot down that chute. And before he had time to warn we teachers, why one teacher started down, and as soon as we saw her almost near the bottom, the next teacher would start down, so you can imagine how we looked, because you didn't wear slacks in those days.
That'd be quite a shock.
Yeah.
Did ever have to use the chutes? Never had a fire.
Well, they had fire drills.
Fire drills,
yes.
Okay, and the kids...
The children loved that.
Yeah, I'll bet they did. I remember doing it in elementary school in Detroit, going down to the, as you call them, the fire chutes.
Yeah.
That would be big fun.
Yes.
Okay. We talked about the fire. Now, you mentioned that there were several fires in the Northville area in the time that you lived here. What are some other fires that you can recall besides the burning of the school?
Well, the first one that I recalled was the old Ambler Hotel, which was... on the corner of Main and South Center Street. It was on the west corner of Main and Center Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a wood structure. And that was really a tremendous blaze.
Pretty good size hotel?
It was at night. It was a fairly good size hotel, yes.
Okay.
I think there was a bar in there and a restaurant, as I remember.
Well, now, Ambler, A-M-B-L-E-R?
Yes.
Ambler Hotel.
Yes.
Okay, what kind of fire department did they have in Northville in those days?
Well, it was volunteer. As Mrs. Watts would, as soon as there was a fire, I don't know whether she activated the fire whistle, although I don't know whether they had a fire whistle, right? When I first came to Northville.
She was
but anyway, she would she would contact, she was the night operator, it was up to the telephone operators mm-hmm. to alert the firemen. Mm-hmm. It was strictly volunteer fire department.
Okay. Was there a firehouse where they kept the equipment? Must have been someplace.
I think so. I think it's where the present firehouse is, okay. there next to the city hall.
Okay.
If I remember rightly.
Okay. And then volunteer firemen would come and fight the fire then.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the Ambler Hotel.
Yes.
And you mentioned a couple of other fires.
And then the theater burned at one time. I don't remember if it was completely burned down. And there were structures behind the theater. I remember the Ladies' Society of the church would put their bazaars on in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other doings there, too. And I think that burned at the same time as the theater burned.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember quite the year that was.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then after that, was when I was first teaching, and the Globe Furniture Plant burned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the firemen was killed in that. And I think fire equipment came from other towns to help with that fire.
Were these buildings at that time primarily wood structures?
The Ambler structure was wood.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not quite sure about, I think the theater was a wooden structure.
Okay.
Too. But the Globe Furniture Company was a brick structure.
But it had an awful lot of wood in it since
yes.
they were manufacturers. Okay.
I also remember the Bell Foundry. That didn't burn, but they made church bells and, you know, bells and that.
Bell Foundry. Where was that located?
And that was run by the Ambler family.
Uh-huh.
And that was behind, that was on Katy. If you came east on Katy, the Bell Foundry was just before it curved around onto Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Did they manufacture anything besides church bells there?
I think it was just primarily bells. I don't remember anything else.
Because
I remember hearing that one of the bells was in England.
Okay. Would that have been a very small plant, or would have it employed several people in the Northville area?
Well, I don't know how many people. I would say it probably employed 25 to 50
okay.
people.
Okay, so it was a fairly good sized plant then.
Yes, it wasn't as large as the old furniture.
Uh-huh. Now, you talked about the theater burning. Was that located where the present Marquee Theater is?
Yes.
Is that where it was?
Yes, it is. And that was rebuilt. And I don't remember if it was the Penniman Allen Theater when it burned, but I know that after that it was called the Penniman Allen Theater.
Penniman Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Theater. Where'd those names come from?
I think it's a Plymouth name.
Uh-huh.
Because there was there's still the Penniman Theater.
Which is called the Penn Theater. Okay.
And then there was another theater in Plymouth that burned, too. Now, whether it was called the Penniman or whether it was the Allen Theater, I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Now, this Allen Terrace that's up here is named after somebody named Allen.
I think he was a former... I think he's still living.
Uh-huh.
Former mayor of Northville, and he owned the Monument Works.
Oh yeah, Allen Monument,
yes.
Which is right on 7
mm-hmm.
Mile.
Yes.
Next to the Northville Funeral
Home. Yes. I'm not positive, but I'm sure that that's
okay.
That was named after him.
Perhaps a different Allen than the Allen that this
yes.
theater was named after.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the Penniman Allen Theater became the Marquee Theater.
Yes, it was closed for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And then the Zadies restored it.
Uh-huh.
And they did a beautiful job of restoring it.
Now, I'm assuming at one time that marquee was what's termed a legitimate theater. In other words, there were stage shows there before they had movies there?
No, there were mostly movies there.
Mostly movies?
Except that I do remember our high school operettas we put on there.
Uh-huh.
And they had different doings
uh-huh.
There besides the movies.
When do you have
I remember when I went to the movie, it was 10 cents to get in and 5 cents for a bag of popcorn.
And you probably saw a double feature. And probably,
yes,
and probably a cartoon
like
also.
Tom, like all these
Tom and Jerry.
Shorts
and,
Yeah. I remember seeing Shirley Temple movies there and Tom Mix movies.
Saturday mornings.
Saturday evenings,
okay.
And that's when I went.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea when the Marquee Theater started doing stage shows and stage plays? For example, right now there's a play called The Velveteen Rabbit, which is for children.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago did they start?
Not too long ago.
Okay.
I think it's a matter of, because I went to the opening. Camelot, I think, was the first show that was put on there, first stage play that was put on there, if I remember rightly.
Uh-huh.
Probably not more than 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. So it's been relatively recent.
Yes.
Previous to that, it was still used as a movie theater?
No,
it was closed. It was closed, mm-hmm. and then it was remodeled.
Yes.
Okay. And who did the remodeling?
The Zadies. Yes.
The Zadie family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
they restored it
uh-huh.
back to its present, to its former condition.
Okay, and then do they own it? It's still in that family?
I'm not sure whether they own it or not, but I surmise they maybe do.
Okay.
I don't know who owns it.
We were there for the first time. Earlier in the year, well, earlier in 1988,
mm-hmm.
for
yes.
a Save the Well function.
Oh, yeah.
And that's quite a nice theater.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of Saving the Well, as you can recall, the waters from the well were supposed to be have kind of restorative powers. People thought, you know, that this was a natural spring, I don't know if it was bubbling spring or not, but the water was good. Do you have any idea when that came about, how long that well has been there?
It's been there as long as I can remember, but I remember the Silver Springs was back behind the tracks. There are some plants back in there
uh-huh.
now.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going back there, and they had a glass. Well, at one time it wasn't glass because people would drop their pennies down. There was a like a fence around inside the building,
mm-hmm.
and you could look down and see the water, how pure it was. It was like Ivory Soap, supposed to be 99.9% pure. And I remember, too, that well at one time was just a pipe coming out of the side from under the railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not exactly sure. That probably wasn't as pure as what was back where the bottling plant was built over the spring.
Okay, all right. So that's how the bottling plant came about. And this spring was called Silver Springs.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Now, was it kind of like a carbonated or a mineral water, or just
plain pure water?
Plain pure water.
Except for the silver, for the ginger ale.
Okay, and so they bottled the water.
Yes.
And then they also
sold
mm-hmm. it, and then also ginger ale, made
yes.
ginger ale out
mm-hmm.
of that water.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where the name Silver Springs comes
yes.
from. That's what it was
mm-hmm.
called.
It's the Silver Springs
okay.
bottling plant.
And then today, since I live in Highland Lakes, we have an elementary school called Silver
yes.
Springs Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, now let's see, we talked about that. look at my notes here and see if there's anything else we need to talk about. You've lived here 66 years. That's quite a...
Be 67 in this fall.
That's quite a stretch of time. Your present house, right here on Maxwell Street.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Ever since it was built.
Ever since your husband had this place built?
No, my father.
Your
built
father.
It to retire.
Uh-huh.
And we rented it from him.
Uh-huh.
And he built it about the same time we were married.
Uh-huh.
And we rented it from him, and then his health was so bad that he had to be in Florida about 9 months out of the year, and then he had hay fever, and he was up at Bayview.
Oh, yes.
For during the summer, as soon as hay fever season started, he went to Bayview. So eventually, we bought the home from him, and they lived here with us until my father died.
Uh-huh.
And then my mother lived with us until she was 80 years old, and then she one day just came up and said that she was going to Chelsea,
uh-huh,
Methodist home.
Uh-huh.
So she spent 9 years there.
At Chelsea?
At Chelsea.
So you've been here since 1938?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We kind of glossed over your 32 years as a teacher in Northville Schools, and we shouldn't do that, because that you had quite a long career in Northville Schools. Are there any particular students that you have fond recollections of, or incidents that you have fond recollections of that you'd want to tell us about during your 32-year teaching career?
Well, there's one incident I'll never forget. It was, of course, those were Depression years, and I don't exactly remember when the Mother's Club was formed, but I think it was formed around that time, and they furnished milk.
Uh-huh.
To the children that couldn't afford to pay for it. Everybody got milk, and the children didn't know who was getting free milk and who wasn't.
And this is during the Depression.
This was during the Depression, and it continued on for quite a few years, even after the Depression.
Hmm.
The Mother's Club, that was one of their projects. But I remember one day, I think it was my first year of teaching, this little girl came to school when her fist was closed. Her hand was closed into a fist. And I asked her what she had in her hand. She wouldn't show me. And she was a very bashful youngster, which is unusual nowadays. And so she wouldn't open her fist all day long. And when they went to go home, why, she didn't want to go home. So I didn't say too much to her until after the other youngsters had gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came up to me and she opened up her fist, and here was a chocolate, one of these vanilla chocolate creams in her hand. And she held it up to me and she says, "For you." And so I took it and held it in my hand, and she says, "Eat it, it's good." So I did, and it was good.
And she'd had it in her hand all day long. Well, that was a pretty special
yes,
thing for her to do that for you.
Yes. I thought so too, because it was a very poor family at that time.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, she must have thought you were a pretty special person to keep that candy for you. She could have eaten it herself. So.
Yeah.
Are there other incidents?
There's another incident I remember. I was at the Ammerman School teaching, and we had parent conferences, and the father was going to come to this conference, and I was sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden I noticed this gentleman stick his head in the door and then out, and then so I got up and went out to the doorway, and he had gone to the room across the hall from me, and just as I heard him say, "But my son said that his teacher was beautiful." eyes of the beholder.
Any particular students that became quite prominent, either in the Northfield area or elsewhere, that you can recall that there were students of yours?
Yes, Eddie Lanning became an archaeologist, and he taught at Columbia University, and I was quite surprised. I was invited to the reunion of the class he was in and found out that he had passed away, but he was quite prominent.
Eddie Lanning?
Lanning, Edward Lanning.
Okay, and joined the staff of Columbia University as an archaeologist.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, of course, I had Charles Friedel, and I had Charles Lapham in school.
Okay.
And I had the shoe store nerd.
Shoe store.
Oh.
I know the one you're talking about. Let's come back to that.
On the tip of my tongue.
Let's come back to that. Let's talk about the Laphams and the Friedels. Now, as I know those two names today, and I've only been in Northfield 3 years now, they're both clothing stores.
Yes.
But there was more to the Lapham family than that, I think, wasn't there? Or did you mention they were in the dry goods business?
It was Ponsford's back in my younger days.
Uh-huh.
It was called Ponsford's Dry Goods Store.
Uh-huh.
Now Beth Ponsford later married a Lapham.
Uh-huh.
And then the boys Charles eventually took over the store.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Friedel's has been there for years and years and years as a dry cleaners and a dry goods store too, I think.
Oh, okay. So what is, they also take in dry cleaning there?
Oh,
the,
yes.
The store also does dry cleaning?
Yes.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I think they had a fire in the dry cleaning part there just recently. I don't know how much, just a few weeks ago.
So they do the dry cleaning on the property. They don't have
they
to send it out.
They did at one time. I think, I don't know whether they do it now themselves or not, or whether it's sent out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sent out more than.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Did the Laphams have a lot of property in this area?
No, it was mostly Ponsford.
Ponsford's had property.
Yes, okay. And Beth inherited the property from her father.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but their primary business was the dry goods store in town.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Friedels' primary, is it Friedel? I pronounce
Friedel.
Friedel, okay. Mm-hmm. And their primary business was also dry cleaning and clothing, or dry goods, or what would you want to call it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they did sell notions at one time, 2 years ago, and yard goods and things, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ponsford's or Lapham's, I just can't remember whether it was mostly a men's clothing store, but Friedel's is a ladies' wear on one side and men's wear on the other side now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the shoe store you're thinking of, was that Dell's?
Dell's.
Okay.
Yes, Del Black's.
Del
shoe
Black.
Store. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had him in school, too.
But not related to the Black's, it's Black Hardware. That's not the same family, is it?
Oh, yes, they're related.
Oh, they are. Okay,
yes.
So Dell's Shoe Store and Black's Hardware.
And Black's, they were brothers.
Oh, part of the same
yes.
family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I sort of forgot about the hardware store,
okay.
Yes. They took that over, to me it's fairly recently.
Yeah,
because
it's a matter
it was Gamble's for a long time.
Gamble's Hardware Store?
Hardware Store.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the owners of the current Black's Hardware were students at Warren High School and before I became assistant principal at Warren High School.
Oh.
And that's where they met.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, and I was surprised when I came out here, I was wearing a Warren Consolidated School jacket, and they mm-hmm. said, "You were in Warren?" And I said, "Yes." And, "Well, what did you do in Warren?" I said that I was the assistant principal at Warren High School and later the assistant principal at my high school. And they said, "Well, we went to Warren High School." "Well, mm-hmm. who was your principal?" "Elmer Eschenberg." "Well, Elmer Eschenberg was principal when I was there, but they graduated before I did."
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered why they came back here to Northville to open up a business. Now I know.
Well, they originated in Northville.
That's right.
Their mother was the one that ran the Black's White House.
The Black's White House, okay. Which was a restaurant
in
the old parsonage.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think what her name was. That was her second marriage. She had a brother. Arlene Richardson married her brother. What was his name? Anyway, they grew up in Northville.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, let's see if there's anything else we need to talk about. Oh, well, are there any other things about your teaching that you recall that you want to tell us about? Anything else in those 32 years?
No, except that I remember, well, I taught in another house at one time when kindergarten was too large. Why they divided it in two, that was in about 1967, I think,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of the times when I decided to stay home and take care of my children, and then they had an overflow, and Mr. Ehrman called me and asked me if I would be interested in teaching kindergarten half day,
mm-hmm.
because they had too many kindergarten pupils for one teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I went back again to teach.
Now you?
I had been off at that time for about 6 years.
You mentioned when you started teaching back in 1933, there were about 25 people on the staff total.
Yes.
Which would be principals, teachers. Mm-hmm. Did they have secretaries in those days, or did the principal do the clerical work?
Well, the superintendent had a
secretary. Okay. When you
retired. And I think the principal
uh-huh.
might have had a secretary.
When you retired, and what year was it that you finally retired from teaching?
June of 1973.
Okay. Any idea how big the Northville schools were then? How many employees there were?
Well, Moraine School was built. Because I worked at Moraine as a reading teacher, I went from Moraine and Ammerman.
Uh-huh.
And the Main Street School was open. Over 100, I know, at least.
Uh-huh. So it's
more than that.
So it was a big growth during those years.
Oh, yes.
Both in terms of staff, in terms of buildings, in terms of
yes.
number of students.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume, from what I know of it, Northville was a highly regarded school district.
Yes.
And was a good place to teach.
We had a high percentage of our students that went on to college.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was somewhere about 80%
mm-hmm.
went on to college.
Good. Good. Anything else that you want to mention?
You know, except all my children graduated yep. from Northville High School.
Well, it would be interesting to talk to them to get their perceptions of growing up in Northville.
Well, I remember my son's graduation exercise
uh-huh.
because they decided he attended the old Main Street High School.
Uh-huh.
And so they decided, I think it was the school board decided, that they were going to have that class graduate from the high school,
uh-huh.
from the new high school,
uh-huh.
because the gym was finished then.
Right.
But the roads weren't completely through. And, oh, it was a real rainstorm. And so they had us they bussed us up to the high school, to the new high
mm-hmm.
school, and for the graduation exercises.
Mm.
And by the time we got home, all our guests had left because it took so long to bus us back down to our cars. Yeah.
Okay, now when you say the new high school, are you talking about the current high school that's on top of the hill?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that built?
My son graduated in 1959.
Yes. And the building was partially finished then. It wasn't completely finished then.
I don't know whether... it was almost completed
uh-huh.
then
uh-huh.
because they opened it that fall.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. This has been an interesting interview.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.